Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today's episode is all about learning how to apologize. But you can't just simply say the words, "I'm sorry," that's not going to be enough. So today we're going to use a quote from a founding father, Benjamin Franklin. He once said, "Never ruin an apology with an excuse." How many times have you heard somebody start to apologize and you think you're going to get a really good one, but they end it with those three little words, "Well, I'm sorry, but..." Now, when you add "but" to the end of your apology, you're basically discrediting the whole apology itself. Because it's not just about uttering the words, "I'm sorry," and that's it. You have to genuinely acknowledge your mistakes, express some regret, and then try to make amends. But if you lace your apology with an excuse, then it loses all of its sincerity, because it becomes more about defending your actions rather than acknowledging the impact that it might have had on somebody else. So when you say, "I'm sorry, but..." you're often trying to shift blame or downplay the significance of what you've done. Now, I totally get it. Apologizing is not easy. It does require a lot of courage and humility. It forces you to confront your own mistakes head on and to admit that you are wrong, which most people do not like to do. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and it can make you feel incredibly vulnerable. But there's strength that comes with it and personal growth as well. Over the years, I've done plenty of things that have required me to apologize. I've lied to people, I've cheated, I've stolen, I've been rude and neglectful. I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, but those things have made me who I am today, so I can't say I 100% regret everything, but I have tried to learn from my mistakes, definitely tried not to repeat them, and worked on not only asking for forgiveness, but proving that I'm actively trying to make amends and be a better person. Now, it's okay to mess up. We're all going to do that at some point in our lives, but you need to learn from those mistakes. And if you do something that causes harm, whether intentional or not, you need to learn how to hold yourself accountable and apologize. Because if someone or something is important to you, then you'll find a way to make it right. But if it's not important to you, well, then you'll find an excuse. And if you're listening right now to this podcast, and if there was ever anything that I've done to hurt you, I'm truly, truly sorry. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago or 15, 10, even 5 years ago. Because every day I try my best to wake up and be slightly better than the man I was yesterday. I encourage you to do the same. So how can you learn how to apologize effectively? Well, first, it's kind of hard to teach somebody how to apologize. You really need to feel this, but here's a few basic pointers. Number one, ditch the excuse. Because no matter how justified you think you were, if your actions caused harm, they warrant an apology. Own your mistakes and express your regrets sincerely. It'll go a long way, I promise. Next, you have to understand the impact of your actions. It's not what about you intended, it's about how your actions were received by the other person. Always try to empathize with the other person's feelings. It might make you understand where they're coming from, and hopefully you can rebuild that bridge and make a more deep, meaningful connection with them. And finally, make amends if possible, because saying "I'm sorry" or giving an apology isn't a magic eraser. It's not going to undo the damage that was caused, but it does open the doors for healing. Although if there's anything you can do to help in the healing process, I think you should offer to do it. And please do not be one of these people that thinks they're never wrong. Don't be so bullheaded that you don't know when you're in the wrong, and don't be so prideful that you're unwilling to ask for forgiveness. Honestly, a simple "I'm sorry" can go a long way. Now, just to inject a quick counterpoint, if someone has done you wrong, then you're also entitled to an apology. Doesn't mean that you're going to get one, but you certainly should. And it's okay to step away from somebody who treats you poorly, especially if they don't take accountability for their actions. But never lower your self-worth or allow someone toxic to enter your life and consistently hurt you. And make sure to always pay attention to the people who always have to apologize for their behavior. And keep an eye out for other red flags suggesting you might be around a toxic person. Remember that an apology without changed behavior is not a sincere apology. It's simply being said to appease you. Just wanted to add that in real quick because apologizing is a two-way street. So when you give your apologies, please be sincere, acknowledge your mistakes, express remorse, make amends if you can, and then don't do it again. Now for this week's challenge, this is a bit of a tough one because it's going to make you take a look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable on some bad behavior. At some point in your life, I'm sure you said or did something that you're not proud of, you probably hurt somebody's feelings, and maybe at the time, you didn't give a very sincere apology. Now, depending on where that relationship stands today or whether you even have contact with that person today, maybe giving a face-to-face apology isn't an option at this point, but if you can't do it that way, take 5 or 10 minutes this week and write it down on a piece of paper, in your journal, whatever you like to do, and just acknowledge your bad behavior and apologize to yourself, apologize to the world because you did something you're not proud of. Release that negative and toxic energy from your soul, and then tomorrow wake up and try to be a better person. That's all we can do. Which leads me to another really cool quote that I like a lot. It's from an author that wrote a book in 2015. His name is Kevin Hancock. And the quote goes, "Apologies aren't meant to change the past. They're meant to change the future." Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to find us on Facebook and Twitter. Head over to themeasuringpost.com and sign up for the newsletter. And as always, keep on growing and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa signing off.